There was a painted bunting singing right on the fence where my car was parked. There were Mississippi kites flying all over the parking lot. There was a summer tanager singing. And I thought, well, it's a beautiful place. I'll go in and get a map, and maybe I'll chance into a black capybara. So I went in to get a map. And this guy, he must have been in his 60s. He had this big 10-gallon hat and these big tall boots, walks up, puts his arm around me and says, well, is everything here to your liking, little lady? I said, well, I didn't even think about it. I just blurted out, well, I really wanted to see a black cat vireo. He says, well, that can be arranged. And he sent me out with a student to take me to Joe Grabowski, the world authority on black cat vireos. I got to spend the day not just seeing black cat vireos. I got to hold some while he was putting bands on them. And then we were going to different areas, and he would point out the birds, and based on the color bands, he knew when he abandoned them and if it was a male or a female and how old it was and stuff. So I was in heaven. So this is one of my favorite birds, and I made an official business card for my conservation big year, and this is on the front side of it, a little black capybara. But those are the kinds of birds I care about, the ones that are in trouble, that either we are doing things that are helping, that can be an example for other things that need help, or things that we're not helping that we need to help more to, you know, cast some light on what they need. So that's kind of my focus this year.